Hi there, Nulz here. I'm going to do a little rant about YouTube right now. First, to the YouTube staff, you guys are doing a great job. Love the site, great innovation. Stay with it, okay? Then turn off the video and get back to work. Are they gone? Now here's a message to Chad Hurley, co-founder of YouTube. I'm hearing reports that YouTube can sell for as much as $1 billion, which would bring you, Chad, a check for $400 million. One word.
Sell!
Here's me with a check for $400 million. Sounds like capital. I'm investing venture capital money in a company that's spending about $1 million a month in bandwidth fees and making enough money a month in revenues to maybe cover the cost of the loft that the 30 people are working in.
That's Sequoia Capital. Let's invest in a company that sells cinder blocks.
Pets.com. Chad, ever heard the name Mark Cuban? Google it. Sell to anybody that will buy. Try Disney. Dick Cook will buy it. He used to drive a monorail. I hope this doesn't come across too bitter. You know, this is partially the press's fault for overhyping YouTube and online video space. I've got a poll going about how long YouTube lasts at willvideoforfood.com. Come on by and vote. Employees at YouTube or Sequoia Capital not eligible. Maybe I'm being too harsh. There's some good video on YouTube. Check out this clip. Let's cut to the clip of SpongeBob. That is good TV. A little grainy. But seriously, YouTube is probably the first place I go to watch teenagers talk about their cats. I just can't get enough of the lip syncing.
I do not know.
It took me like 3 hours, but I did find a video that was actually the copyright of the person that submitted it on YouTube. Honestly, if you want a sustainable online video model, then filter for copyrighted stuff and share the ad revenue with the content creators like Rever, CubeBreak, eFoof, Lip, Metacafe. Oh, no, that's right. There's not a lot of ad revenue on YouTube, is there? Just enough to pay for the staffer's weed. You're not going to take away my director status, are you? I just feel like it's my responsibility to pop the online video zip. What do you remember as a guy that said the emperor is wearing no clothes?
The sound of silence.
Dr. Feldrin, 98.1 WOGL, the greatest hits of the 60s.
Planning to comment? Let me save you some time.
I won my 2 minutes back. That was the stupidest thing I've ever seen on the internet.